Joining us now is Mark Schlefstein, the environment reporter for the New Orleans Times-Picayune. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've been reporting extensively on Hurricane Gustav as it gets near the Gulf Coast. And in fact, one of your stories late last night, you said the National Weather Service is warning that a storm surge could send water over some of the levees in New Orleans. What are the latest predictions?
Unfortunately, the latest predictions just keep getting a little bit worse. The forecast path has moved just a tiny bit more to the east, and that puts the potential for storm surge even higher in our area. The mayor last night warned that there could be as much as 18 feet of surge coming up through the community called the West Bank, which is immediately south across the Mississippi River from downtown New Orleans.
And so would that overtop some of the...
Oh, absolutely. The levees on the West Bank are not completed yet. They weren't completed before Katrina. And at most, there's between 8 and 10 feet of protection in the areas where there actually are levees.
Hmm. The mayor issued a mandatory evacuation, and at least a million people are headed out of town. How's the evacuation been going?
So far, it seems to be going pretty well. Driving back from the newspaper last night, the city really did look pretty much empty already. Very little traffic on the city streets, and the interstate was full of traffic.
I bet for all of you in New Orleans, this feels like, you know, to use Yogi Berra's phrase, deja vu all over again, too familiar. What are your biggest concerns as you go through this again?
The unfortunate part of this storm is that it will end up causing severe damage to a large section of coastal Louisiana that was not hit by Katrina or by Rita in 2005.
Before Hurricane Katrina struck New Orleans 3 years ago, you had actually written a major series predicting that such a storm would devastate the city. If this one does hit your city, what do you think is going to happen?
It's a similar sort of a problem. I'm hoping that the storm surge will not be enough to affect the downtown New Orleans area and the East Bank communities on the Mississippi River, but it's still unclear. But the reality is that this is going to create a huge wall of water that, because of its path and the slow speed in which it's going to be passing through southern Louisiana, is going to be devastating. If the storm surge, which is going to be over a huge area of the coast, is not enough, then you've got the horrendous torrential rains that will be accompanying the storm. It's going to be a real problem.
Mark Schlefstein is an environmental reporter for the New Orleans Times-Picayune and co-author of the book Path of Destruction, The Destruction of New Orleans and the Coming Age of Superstorms. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for talking to me.